I welcome each and every one of you this morning. The theme for today is prayer brings heaven to earth and prayer brings peace to conflict. The scripture is taken from John 33 and it reads, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And this is the word that the Lord has given us as a comfort to our heart, knowing that when we pray, it brings peace. And when we pray, it reaches heaven from earth. This morning, I would like to pray for each and every one of you who are on this prayer line. We are going to pray today that God is, but our prayer, we know that our prayer reaches heaven, but we just want to assure someone or somebody who is listening on this line today that prayer do changes things. You are free that if you have a testimony or a prayer request, you are free to interrupt at any time to share your testimony or voice your prayer request while we are on the line. I have some scriptures that I would like to share with you that but it would encourage us that when we pray, we know that it reaches heaven. First, I'd like to open us in prayer, thanking God for yet another opportunity to share our life, to share our thoughts and our love with others. Father, I come to you this morning in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ, the name that has the power, the name that gives us peace, the name that reaches to heaven when we call on that name is Jesus. Father, I come before you this morning asking you, Lord, to open up the windows of heaven as our prayers and our praise go up, Lord, that you will receive it. Father, I pray and I bind the mind of everyone with the will and emotion of your will, Lord. Father, I bind the truth with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, give us a mind for you, Lord, that our very thought and feeling and purpose would be within your thoughts also, Lord. Father, I bind our feet to the path of righteousness, that every step we make will be steady and will be sure, Lord. I bind, Lord, to the cross with all its mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness, that you have died on the cross for us, Lord, and that your blood was shed, Father, so that when we come to you, we know by your blood and by your name, by your love, we find peace in everything that we do. Father, I ask that you strengthen us with your strength, Lord. Give us the power, Lord, to pull down strongholds, to remove hindrance, to destroy you. Father, I lose every generational curse that will cause us, Lord, to be bondage. Father, I ask that you will share your love and give us the boldness and the courage to share your love with others, that your promise, Lord, would be fulfilled in our life. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen. This morning, As I said again, if you have any prayer requests or any praise report, you are free to interrupt at any time. I have a list of prayers that I would like us to dwell on this morning. First of all, I would like to pray for peace, that the peace that passes all understanding, because the scripture has promised us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that was taken from Psalm 91, verse 1. Isaiah 26, 3 said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. And these are all the promises from the Word of God that promise us that if we keep our mind on him, we would find perfect peace. And I know sometimes it's sort of difficult to always keep our mind on him because of all the cares and troubles and life, daily burden. But he has promised us in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And this is the encouragement he also said in Matthew 31:33, therefore take no thought, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all your needs shall be added unto you. So these are the promises that God gives us in his word, that it's natural that when things happen, we would worry and we would be concerned, but we are to try not to dwell on it and not to let the problem be the whole insight of your situation. As Pastor always encourages us to not to look at the situation, but to look at the solution, and the solution is in Jesus Christ. So if there's anyone with a prayer request or a prayer support, I invite you to join us now. Oh, as I would go ahead and pray that I have a prayer request, I would like to pray this morning for finance, because I know this is like the end of some of our financial situations. This is the summer is coming, and a lot of us will have financial things that we would like to do or would like God to bless us with. So this morning I would like to pray for God to give us a financial breakthrough, both those of us who need financial breakthrough, those of us who need God to open financial doors. We will go into prayer for that. Father, I come to you this morning in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, you promise us that once we acknowledge you first, you will add everything else unto us. And I ask you this morning, Lord, to touch your people, that you will open the windows of heaven, that you will supply our every need, that you will be our Jehovah Jireh. You will be our supplier. You will be our Jehovah Shalom, our peace, that, Father, whatever financial situation we are in, that we would find peace in you, Lord, that we will trust you, Lord, knowing that you own the cattle on the hills. You own the earth and the fullness thereof, Lord. Father, help us not to ponder and not to worry about our financial situation, but to trust you, Lord, that you have provided for us before, that you have given us our heart desire according to your will for our life before, Lord, and we trust that you are the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. I pray and I ask, God, that you open doors that need to be opened, you close doors that need to be closed, that you rebuke the devourer from our pockets, Lord. Father, help us that when we work and we receive, that we would bless your kingdom first, Lord. And I know, Lord, that once we bless your kingdom first, you will take care of our situation. You will take care of our home. You will open doors, Lord. You will provide for every financial need. Father, we come lifting up what you have already given unto us, thanking you and praising you, knowing, Lord, that you are the Almighty God, and with you all things are possible. So, Father, I bring every financial need with everyone that is on this line, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, that you will open doors, that you will provide for their every need, Father. Where there is financial lack, Lord, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the lack of poverty, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I declare, Lord, that your people would be blessed going out. They would be blessed coming in. They would be blessed. Everything that they touch, Lord, will be blessed for your honor and for your glory. Father, and that when you answer our prayer and you bless us, that we would not forget to return the blessing to those who are less fortunate. Father, you said that you bless us so that we could be a blessing to others. And I ask and I pray that you bless us so that we could be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name I pray. And I know that it is done. Amen. Amen. I ask that each and every one of you receive that prayer, that whatever financial situation you have, that you will truly trust God, knowing that he is in control of everything. Amen. Is there anyone with a prayer request that you would like us to lift up in prayer? Or a prayer report? I know that God is doing things on this prayer line. I know that he is doing things for me, and I am so grateful and so thankful to God that whatever it is that I ask for, he always comes through. He might not come through when I want him to, but I have learned throughout the years that to pray and be patient, and while you're waiting on God, you praise him, you lift him up, and in due time, he will answer your prayer. The key to God answering your prayer is faith. And by faith, I mean having patience and waiting to hear from him. Sometimes we pray and he doesn't answer the way we want us to answer. We may pray for, finance, and he might not bring it in money, but he might cancel a debt, or you might go out to do some shopping and he would lead you into a sale, that you would save some money. So it's not always how we want it or how we see it, because he knows best and he knows what is right for us. If there's no one with a prayer request or a prayer report, the other thing I have on my prayer list is for, as we know, I don't know what's going on, but as we turn around every day or every week, there's a fire that not only destroying property, but is destroying lives for the past couple months. there was a major fire that took not one life, but it had one fire this week going that took 6 lives of one family. So I would like us or someone to lift up bereaved families who have lost loved ones and lost all their belongings in fire. Would someone lift up? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would someone lift that situation up in prayer? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you this morning lifting up families everywhere. Lord, we know that you see and you know everything. And we come to you this morning, Lord, lifting up families everywhere who have lost loved ones and fire, who have lost all their properties, their earthly properties, their earthly belongings, Lord. Father, we ask that this morning you seek out this family, Lord. We seek out this family, Lord, and we ask that you comfort them. We ask, Lord, that you let them know that despite of the situation, despite of the loss, that you are in control and that you see and you know everything. Father, we ask that you bring your peace that passeth all understanding. Father, we ask that you guide them, that you keep them in your care, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Where they need guidance, Lord, on what to do and how to go about picking up the pieces and starting all over again. Father, we ask that you intervene, that your grace and your mercy prevaileth, Lord. Father, we ask that you comfort their heart. You comfort the surviving families, Lord, that somewhere in this situation, somewhere, somehow, they would see you, Lord, and that this situation would draw them closer to you, Lord. Father, those who are saved and those who know you and know your peace, Father, I pray that you give them the wisdom, the understanding, and the boldness to share your love, even in this situation, Lord. That you will show yourself mighty, that you will show yourself strong, that you will restore, Lord, that you will strengthen, Lord, that you will bring peace, Lord, that you will bring comfort to them, Lord, that even through this, that your name will be glorified, that your name will be lifted up, Jesus, Lord. I pray, Lord, that where there is need, that you supply their every need, Lord, that you strengthen, that you open financial doors, that you open the hearts of people to be gentle, to be loving, to share and to help in this situation, Lord. I bring this and everything else in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I would also like to lift up the school children. This is summertime, and we know that the children are out of school, and not many of them are fortunate enough that their parents could send them to camp or send them to different summer programs to keep them off the street. And during the summertime is when a lot of freak accidents, a lot of things happen. I would like to lift up the children that is getting out of school. I would like to thank God for
seeing them through another school year. Most of us have children and grandchildren who have graduated from kindergarten, who have graduated from elementary school, who have graduated from high school, who have graduated from college. And we know that the summertime is a sort of trying time for most parents who have to work and you have to figure out what to do with your young ones. So I would like to, or if someone will lift up our children in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for our children, Lord. We thank you for another year of keeping them safe, bringing them through the school year. Would someone take that up?
Praise the Lord. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
I would like to lift that up in prayer, and I would also like to lift up in prayer. I don't know if many of us have heard about three Jewish boys from Israel that were returning home from their seminary, and they were kidnapped.
Yes.
They are all teenagers, so they are children also. We could lift them up in prayer also.
Right.
Father, in the name of Jesus, with no strength or no power of our own, Lord God, but only in your strength, by your might, we come to you this morning, giving you thanks and praying for all that you've done in our lives, all that you've blessed us with, Lord God. Father, we thank you most importantly for life and breath on this day, that you have allowed us, oh God, this awesome privilege. Father, we could wake up on this day, Lord God, and stretch and move. Yes, God, and we know it's only because of you, hallelujah, that we live and move and have our being only in you. So, Father, we give you thanks this morning for this privilege. Thank you, God, that we could come before you, that we could call on your name, Lord, because we know that all of our help comes from you. Oh, God, we humble ourselves and we even ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for any of our failings and our shortcomings, oh, God. Lord, yes. We know that we are all sinners in your sight, God, but we ask this morning that you forgive us, pardon of our offenses, Lord God, and cleanse us again, make us whole in you, Jesus. Lord, today we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your peace, oh God, that passes all understanding. God, and it's out of love, Father God, we cry out and we call on your name this morning, and we ask you to place your hands, Lord God, put a hedge, Lord God, of protection along with our children, Father, as they come away from school and are off on their summer break. Oh, God, today some of them are going on vacation and some of them are at home. There are many parents, oh, God, that may have to leave their children by themselves because of lack of finances to send them to a camp or have them do something during the day. But Lord God, today we just pray that your hand of protection be upon them, Lord God. Oh God, today that the enemy may not be able to reach them, Lord God. Cover them, Lord, under your precious blood. Those that are traveling, Father, we ask that you grant them traveling mercies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that they are naive and they are young. Father, they are easily led astray, oh God, but we bind up every work of the adversary in their lives in this summer season in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would make a way out of no way, Father God, for those parents, Lord God, that somehow they'll be able to work things out, that their children would not be left alone. Mighty God, today we know that nothing is impossible with you. And we bring it up, Lord, before you, God, and we ask, Lord God, today that you move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, cover them, Lord God, and protect them on every side in the name of Jesus. Let them, Lord God, in this kingdom, Lord God, come to know, Lord God, of you. Send people in their pathway, Lord God, in their travels, in the places where they might be, Lord God. And people would be, men and women of God would be ministering to them. And we pray, oh God, that they be able to hear us, Lord God. Even at that tender age, Lord God, you called David when he was yet a young man. Yes, Lord God, you called many of the children of the Bible, Lord God, from their young age, Lord God, so we know that you speak into the hearts even of the children. Father God, today we pray, Lord God, that you send your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to indwell in them even from a tender age, and they will know you, and they will come to know, love, and to serve you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, today, and we even lift up these three young men, three teenage young men from Israel that were kidnapped on last week. Father, you see and you know all things. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord. And so, God, today we know that you know where they are. And that's why we call them on your name. And we ask you, Lord God, to just keep them, Father God. Yes, Lord God, we pray, Father, that they be released and released soon, that no hurt, harm, or danger would come to them, Father God. Mighty God, today, that their kidnappers, Lord God, would be found, Lord God, that they would, before anything harmful could ever happen to them, Lord, move by your Spirit, Lord God, give them wisdom that is necessary, Lord God, for them to be found and found soon. Lord, we pray for your peace, Lord God, even in Israel, in Jerusalem, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done on their behalf. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have a few minutes still. If there's any prayer, special prayer request or praise report, you can voice it now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. As I said this morning, the theme was prayer bring heaven to earth and prayer bring peace to conflict. I have a few scripture that I would like to share with you. And it's John 16:33, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. We have Psalm 91, verse 1. Isaiah 26, verse 3. I would also like to share with you some scriptures of praise, because we know that when we pray, we have to praise. Praise is a part of praying. And we not only ask God for things, but we have to thank him and praise him. As 1 Thessalonians verse 5, chapter 5, verse 18 say, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Also Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Psalm 22, verse 3 said, be thou holy, O thou that inhabitant, by the praise of Israel. Hebrews 13:15 say, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Then 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 50, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. So, on this note, I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning and for taking the time off to praise and to thank God and to lift his name up and to bring our petition before him, knowing that he is our ever-loving Father. He knows and he sees and he cares about us. He promised us that if he cares about the bird and the bee, if he cares about the grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, how much more his children? So I would like to thank each and every one of you and leave you with a benediction. But before we leave, I would like to pray and ask God to keep us and watch over us as we go through our daily chores. Father, I lift up your people this morning who are called by your name. You have promised us, Lord, that if we turn from our wicked ways and call on your name, Jesus, you will heal the land. And Father, I lift up each and every person on this prayer line this morning, that as they leave and they go forth to do what you have ordained them to do on this day, Father, that you cover them in your blood, that you protect them, that you look over them, Lord. Father, I rebuke every plan of the enemy right now. I reverse every plan of the enemy right now. Every accident, every mishap, everything that is not of you that the enemy has planned for your people, I bring it to naught right now, Lord. And I speak victory. I speak peace. I speak success. Father, I pray and I ask that you open doors that need to be opened. You close doors that need to be closed. You bless your people abundantly, Lord, that they, in return, will lift you up, Father, knowing that with you all things are possible. Father, I pray and I ask that you, we remember our pastor, Pastor Augie Gregory, and Sister Elizabeth Gregory, in prayer this morning, Father, strengthen them. Lord, I lift them up. Return all virtues that have been given out, Lord. I pray that you touch them, that you bless them, that you protect them as they go about their daily chores today, Lord, that you give Pastor the insight into things that you ordained for him to do, Lord, that you give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to do your will, to lead your people to your kingdom, Father. I pray that you provide for their every need. In Jesus' name I pray, knowing, Lord, that you have answered our prayer. We give you thanks, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. I thank you for this opportunity one more time, Lord, that you have given us to come to you, to lift our petition to you, knowing that you are the all-knowing God. I pray, Father, that everything that is of you, that we be blessed with everything that is of you, Lord. Everything that is not of you, Father, I ask that you remove it and you replace it with peace and with love and with joy that cometh from you. Father, I lose any stronghold in the lives of your people. I lose the stronghold of unforgiveness, the stronghold of fear and distrust. Father, I lose the power and the effect of deceptions and lie. I lose the confusion and blindness of the God of this world, Father, that you will clear our minds, that you will give us the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we go forth, Lord, that every word of your scripture will enter into our minds and our hearts, and that it will give us the power in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for removing every generational curse and bondage that has kept us from seeking you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that your blessing and your peace will be with your people. In Jesus' name I pray. And as you go forth in peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that only comes from Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone. Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Jesus. All glory and honor be to your name, Jesus. We just seek your face today, Lord. I pray that you go with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we go out with a note of praise and worship to you, Lord, thanking you for this day. Hallelujah, Jesus. All glory and honor be to your name, Lord, because you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of all the honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All glory be to your name, Jesus. All glory be to your name, Lord. All honor be to your name, Lord. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Lord. Beside you there is no other. There is no God like unto you, Lord. And we lift up your name this morning, Father, thanking you for this day, praising you, Lord, thanking you for what you have done, for what you have already done, for what you are about to do, Lord, because we know, Lord, that all good things come from you, and we expect good things to come from you today, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Shalom, everyone. Have a blessed and victorious
day. Bless you, Lord. And bless everyone on the
line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh.
Thank you.